Taliban say they will start a new series of attacks against US-led and Afghan forces from tomorrow. The militants say they will use new military tactics in their annual spring offensive. Over a decade of US military presence has failed to put an end to insurgency in Afghanistan. The United Nations is warning that providing health services to Syrian refugees is becoming a growing challenge. The UN High Commissioner for Refugees says the refugees are suffering from psychological, communicable, and chronic diseases. The UNHCR says there are now more than 1.4 million refugees in Syria's neighboring countries. Three United Nations special rapporteurs will visit Canada to investigate alleged human rights violations against Aboriginal communities. The Indigenous people have been holding many protests to draw the world's attention to their problems. Ottawa has earlier blocked, or had earlier blocked, the arrival of the rapporteurs. Iran's ambassador to the International Atomic Energy Agency has slammed the U.S. for developing new types of nuclear weapons. Ali Azhar Sultani said Washington's recent allocation of billions of dollars to modernize its nuclear arsenal is in direct violation of international law. The European Union says it's seriously concerned over Israel's continued demolition of Palestinian homes. The bloc says Israeli forces have recently destroyed more than 20 buildings in 8 locations, adding the demolitions displaced 28 people, including 18 children, across the West Bank. Gunmen shoot dead at least 10 people in Iraq. They've killed 5 army intelligence soldiers in the west of the capital, Baghdad. Five anti-Al-Qaeda militia men were also gunned down south of Tikrit city. Iraqis have been dealing with widespread violence since the 2003 US-led invasion. Britain, Israel, and the U.S. are increasing pressure on Syria. Washington said it will conduct its own investigation into the alleged use of chemical weapons in Syria and will also cooperate with the UN investigation. Israeli and British officials said there's evidence that the Syrian government may have used chemical weapons. Students of an elite school in New York say they suffered systematic sexual abuse by their teachers. The alleged abuses took place in Horace Mann School for about 3 decades. Prosecutors, however, say they're not able to file charges because the crimes took place too long ago.